Welcome to Lit Poetry, the podcast where we go on a journey of discovery, reading, analyzing, and discussing great poetry from around the world. Poetry is worth it because the reading and writing of poetry is a revolutionary act that has the potential to transform both the reader and our world.
Welcome to the Lit Poetry Podcast and to an exploration of the poem We Wear the Mask by Paul Laurence Dunbar. This poem is read to you by the wonderful Maddie Overall from Maddie's Storyland channel on YouTube. I'd really like to deeply recommend you checking out Maddie's other fantastic work online. So let's begin by listening to the poem.
We Wear the Mask by Paul Laurence Dunbar. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile. With torn and bleeding hearts we smile and mouth with myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but O great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We sing, but O the clay is vile beneath our feet, and long the mile. But let the world dream otherwise. We wear the mask.
So let's start with a discussion of the historical context. Paul Laurence Dunbar released We Wear the Mask as a part of his collection Lyrics of Lowly Life in 1896. While the poem aligns with Dunbar's typical language and themes, his popularity in the late 1800s was notably influenced by his work in dialectics, a style evoking the language of a specific region or community. This popularity, especially among white readers, stems from his dialectic compositions. Maya Angelou, a renowned black poet and activist, acknowledged Dunbar as a major influence. The title of her autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, is drawn from Dunbar's poem Sympathy. Angelou also adapted We Wear the Mask, expanding on its themes of race, oppression, and survival. Dunbar belonged to the post-Reconstruction era in the United States, 1863 to 1877, a pivotal period in civil rights history marked by the end of slavery and secession in the southern states. Reconstruction faced significant challenges, including the establishment of discriminatory laws such as the Black Codes and later Jim Crow laws. The era also saw the emergence of the Ku Klux Klan, perpetuating radically motivated violence against black leaders. The year 1896, when We Wear the Mask was published, coincided with the Supreme Court's endorsement of racial segregation in the Plessy v. Ferguson case. This ruling, claiming separate but equal facilities were constitutional, impacted the emotional landscape of Dunbar's poem, illustrating the concealed ways African Americans navigated their lives under white supremacy. Welcome back. Themes of oppression, racism, and identity are very apparent in this poem. We Wear the Mask delves into the experience of belonging to an oppressed group. The speaker is part of a community that is compelled to conceal their genuine emotions behind a figurative mask, presenting a cheerful facade to the world. Consequently, individuals within this community inhabit two identities, a concealed true self and the persona they project to navigate a biased society. Although the poem does not explicitly mention race, its core meaning is intricately tied to it. Paul Laurence Dunbar, known for engaging with racial themes in his work, extends the metaphor of the mask to capture the specific experience of being black in the late 19th century. During this period, black individuals often had to mask their suffering to endure in an unjust and unsympathetic society. However, the poem can also be interpreted as an expression of the pain and frustration resulting from the enduring societal oppression and prejudices more broadly. While many people can relate to the idea of concealing emotions at times, the poem does not singly focus on the individual experience. Instead, it endeavours to articulate the collective sentiments of an entire group. The speaker commences the poem by reiterating the title, emphasising that we wear the mask that grins and lies, underscoring that the smile it presents is never genuine. The speaker affirms the existence of profound suffering behind the facade of joy, describing hearts as torn and bleeding and souls as tortured. The poem gains additional resonance by challenging the prevalent trope of the happy slave, often depicted in literature about African Americans. This stereotype was historically employed to justify slavery by suggesting that enslaved individuals were content with their circumstances. We Wear the Mask seeks to debunk this portrayal, revealing it as a survival performance. The speaker consistently references their internal anguish, frequently juxtaposing it with the imagery of the mask. The poem emphasizes that regardless of appearances, a constant state of agony lies behind the mask, illustrating that part of the oppression's pain is not solely concealing the truth, but being compelled to perpetrate a falsehood. Welcome back. So let's talk about empowerment and resilience. Throughout We Wear the Mask, the speaker vividly portrays profound and enduring suffering experienced by a group. This collective bears torn and bleeding hearts, expresses tears and sighs, and carries tortured souls, all while consistently feigning an absence of struggle. Despite the pervasive oppression, there is an underlying theme of resilience within the poem. Wearing the metaphorical mask serves as a constant reminder of their oppression, yet it also fosters a sense of camaraderie and shared strength, enabling the group to endure such pain. The title and refrain, We Wear the Mask, echoes throughout the poem, becoming a sort of mantra for the group. The repetition underscores its significance and reveals that it has evolved into a rallying call. In the poem's conclusion, the phrase transforms into an exclamation, We Wear the Mask, infusing the final line with enthusiasm and possibly even a sense of pride. Notably, in line 5, the speaker seems to boast about the group's ability to mouth with myriad subtleties. This suggests that the members possess a level of expertise in their art of deception. While they do not relish their circumstances, there is a sense of pride and accomplishment in executing their craft effectively. Later, the speaker acknowledges that we sing despite the vile clay beneath our feet and the arduous miles they must traverse. This conveys the group's strength, illustrating their resilience in the face of adversity with a brave front. The language implies that the group is formidable, both in spite of their suffering and as a result of it. The poem suggests that the act of wearing a mask may be perceived as a choice, although this choice may be illusionary. The speaker asserts with a hint of triumph, "Let them only see us while we wear the mask, and let the world dream otherwise, we wear the mask." While removing the mask may not be a genuine option for the oppressed speaker without severe consequences, the act of continuing with it becomes a source of empowerment and confidence. The choice to persevere and endure, even while wearing the mask, becomes an assertion of agency in the face of adversity. In lines 6 and 7, the speaker poses a rhetorical question, questioning the world's wisdom in counting their tears and sighs. This question not only implies an unsympathetic world, but also suggests that the world may not deserve to witness the group's suffering. As a marginalized community, shielding their anguish from oppressors denies them the satisfaction of witnessing the true extent of their power. This withholding of vulnerability can shift the balance of control, providing the group with a sense of strength and unity. So that's it for another episode. We'll be back next week with a poem by Robert Frost. We'll finish by listening one last time to the poem. See you next time.
We Wear the Mask by Paul Laurence Dunbar. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile. With torn and bleeding hearts we smile and mouth with myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but O great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We sing, but O the clay is vile beneath our feet, and long the mile. But let the world dream otherwise. We wear the mask.
You've been listening to the Lit Poetry Podcast, presented by James Laidler. For more podcasts, poetry videos, and other useful resources, visit our website at www.litpoetry.com. Thanks for listening.